Good morning. I want to thank the Speaker and Lieutenant Governor for joining me at the podium here today, as well as legislative delegation, Democrats and Republicans, about the topic that we want to talk about today, and that's the Hope Chest Amendment. Some of you covered last week the event with former Governor Miller with the 1 millionth student on the Hope Scholarship. It was a grand occasion celebrating what has been one of the most successful scholarship programs in the nation. Many people have tried to emulate, but none have quite captured the spirit and the essence of the Hope Scholarship that Georgia has. It's been significant for our state. It was significant because Governor Miller understood at that point how significant it was to separate the lottery revenue from the general budget. And that's one of the things that has enabled Georgia's lottery for education to be so successful in our Hope Scholarship and our pre-K program. And I was very pleased that Governor Miller asked me that day, do you mind if I endorse your Hope Chest Amendment idea? I said, throw me in that briar patch. I wish you would, and I was glad to have his recommendation about that. You know, we introduced this last year, and I understand that many of my colleagues, certainly on the other side of the aisle, could have thought it was election year politics. It wasn't then, and it's not now. I think the election is behind us. I'm reintroducing the Hope Chest Amendment because I believe it's the right thing to do. It's a great program that my vision is for our children and our grandchildren and their children to be able to go to school in Georgia on the Hope Scholarship. That's going to require some great fiscal responsibility, great efforts with our lottery commission in continuing to grow revenue, and we've got to use that revenue in the right way. The Hope Chest Amendment does simply one thing, and that's a phrase these legislators hear. This bill does one thing and one thing only. It preserves the lottery revenue for the Hope Scholarship and the pre-K program. Simply. That's really all that it does. It is literally as nonpartisan, as bipartisan as you can be. This isn't about politics. It isn't about Republican. It isn't about Democrat. It's about our children's future and the ability that they will have to enjoy the benefits and the promise. Governor Miller last week talked about the significance of this, about families in the early 90s, many of them, college was not an option. You heard him say that. And I remember the cultural issue for a young child in the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh grade whose parents couldn't afford to send them to college could then tell that young student, son and daughter, you study, you get a 3.0 average, and the state's going to send you to school, the school of your choice in Georgia. Now, that's the kind of encouragement. That's the kind of motivation. That is the kind of difference that has been made by losing 70% of our 75% of our top students and keeping those 75% in the state, as well as acting as a magnet to bring in the best and the brightest from across the United States. The worst political problem that the Speaker, the Lieutenant Governor, and these legislators have are their legacy parents, where their children cannot get into the universities of their choices because the standards are so high. It's a problem these folks have to deal with on an ongoing basis. And most parents will say, I never would have got in. And we have to agree with that because the standards and qualities based on the Hope Scholarship have risen to such a degree. It's a wonderful program. I want it to be a program, a wonderful program, not only now, but for our future posterity. And that's what the Hope Chest Amendment does. So I want to thank these leaders for being here today and for helping us to take the politics out of this issue and do the right thing by our children by preserving the lottery revenue for Hope and Pre-K for the education of the future of Georgia. Thank you all.